This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now to head into the kitchen. And I'm joined by the host of the CKOM Morning Show, Shaq. And today, Shaq, we're venturing away from food as people get ready for their Halloween parties.
That's today. Right. That's right. Everybody's going to be dressing up and getting ready for the Halloween parties. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for it. So we can't, well, you know, the Rider game, who cares about that? Yeah. Might as well go out and party.
Exactly.
So get your costumes on and get ready to go. But if you're having a little house party, you could use this as a punch or just individual glasses of goodness, of elixir. It's called zombie juice. Ooh. Now, I got to tell you right off the top, make sure you have a designated driver or you spend the night or whatever. Well, do not get behind the wheel. Even after one of these.
This one hits it pretty hard?
This isn't one that where you can have one and then an hour later you can have another one. No. This encapsulates probably about 6 hours.
Okay.
So if you're going to get in, stay in.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere other than that. Okay, so zombie juice is what it is. So first off, you want to get a tall glass, a fairly large one, or a beaker. Mm. If you can get yourself one of those science beakers, just to, you know, add a little bit of Halloween to it, you want to put in that beaker 1 ounce of melon liqueur, 1 ounce of melon liqueur, 1 ounce of banana liqueur, 1 ounce of vodka. You want a 1/2 ounce of blue. How do you say this? Is it Carasso, Caracaco? You know the bowl stuff.
Oh,
you can never pronounce that. Everybody says it differently. It's like, can I get a shot of blue? I don't know what it is.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. Okay. So the blue stuff.
The blue stuff.
Half a shot of the blue stuff. Okay. 1/2 ounce. Now you're thinking, boy, that's pretty sweet. Well, you're going to top it up with soda water, so that's going to kind of dilute it a little bit and the sweetness of it. But you're going to get a nice green, kind of a blue-green drink out of it, so it's going to look really neat. Now, drip in, and I say drip in, 5 drops of grenadine. Because when you do, and do it right when you're about to give it to the person, because when you do that, it looks like blood going to the bottom of the glass, blood. And then you think, well, okay, we got to put some ice in there. Don't use real ice. Go to Praxair. Go to these places that sell nitrogen and welding stuff. Get yourself some dry ice.
Mm.
Take a chunk of dry ice with rubber gloves because it kind of hurts when you hold on to it. Drop it into that drink. And then you got that like in a mad scientist laboratory. You got this smoke coming out the top. And don't be afraid of drinking. You know what dry ice is solid CO2.
Mm-hmm.
So CO2 is what you're drinking in pop or anything fizzy, right? So there's no danger in it.
No.
So that's what I would do. And now what I would also say is drink it with a straw. Because if you get that dry ice a little close to the lips, it's good at freezing lips. And it hurts. So drink it with a straw. There's your zombie juice. Be careful with it. You could be a zombie after this.
Sounds delicious. I hope I remember Halloween. Shaq, have a good weekend, and we will chat again next week.
You betcha.